Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, DEI has been canceled across the country. If you are listening and paying attention to what the Trump administration has been doing since being sworn in, of course, it's also an issue here in Missouri. And we've got Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger on the phone right now. And Mr. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to talk with you. I just came back from Trump's inauguration, and we're getting back into the Jefferson City swamp and trying to get things drained here. So we look forward to working with President Trump. Had a great visit with him. Just talked to folks from the White House. We have a lot of Missouri connections, so we're going to fight this DEI and many other issues along with President Trump.
Yeah, I see that you've joined with Eric Schmidt and Vivek Malik and Andrew Bailey to ask the Missouri Supreme Court to make some changes. What's that all about?
Yeah, so your listeners, the lawyers, a few years ago, the Missouri Supreme Court mandated lawyers engage in DEI training for at least an hour a year. So, Mark, what the lawyers would do would be mandated to sit through the most insane liberal woke indoctrination for an hour each year. It's still mandated to do so. You saw the reverend or the preacher that was at the cathedral with the Trump family.
Yes, the bishop.
A couple of days ago. Well, envision having to sit through an hour of that every year with woke indoctrination and being mandated by the Missouri Supreme Court to do so. So it just drives attorneys crazy. So what that is done by the Missouri Supreme Court. There was a Missouri Supreme Court judge that is now off the bench that was the brainchild behind this behind this rule. So we need to have the Missouri Supreme Court read the room, get behind what Trump's trying to do. So I reached out to Attorney General Andrew Bailey, to U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt, to State Treasurer Vivek Malik, asked them what their thoughts were. Every lawyer hates this, this mandatory rule to be indoctrinated. So we led the charge in terms of writing a letter to Chief Justice Mary Russell to ask them to eliminate and repeal this. I ran, as an outsider to shake things up in Jefferson City. So we're not going to waste any time. We're going to try to shake things up, get this DEI mandate eliminated from the rules. And if they won't do it, Mark, what we're going to ask they do is any judge that applies for a position in the state of Missouri, the process, they need to be asked their position on this DEI liberal woke indoctrination training that they're mandating attorneys be. So as you rotate these judges in, if they're in favor of this woke DEI training, they should not be on the Missouri State bench.
Well, and it would help, if the voters had access to that information too, right? Whenever there are elections, I get all kinds of questions. Well, which judges should we vote to retain or not? And the average voter just doesn't know. I'd love that information to be public.
There would be a good survey question.
Yes.
Lay people, they're not lawyers. They don't know most of these judges, so they have a hard time vetting them. And most, you're not in this line of work, so you don't realize. I think this is epidemic in other areas, whether it's medical or otherwise. So I happen to be very familiar with this rule. It drives me crazy. So I led the charge. To the extent your listeners know of other areas where these, vocations are mandating this indoctrination, please let our office know. We'll run charge on that and try to eliminate it as well.
Outstanding. Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger, thanks for your time this morning, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Yeah, appreciate that. There you have it. So hopefully the Supreme Court pays some attention to that because they got some heavy hitters knocking on the door there asking questions.
Get more at 971talk.com.